are some things that would be helpful in our culture today as we learn about the importance of hospitality. We'll notice Lot as well. And there's a couple things that are similar with Lot, so we're not going to go back through it again. But notice chapter 19. Let's go to chapter 19 because two angels, chapter 19 and verse 1, come to Sodom in the evening, and Lot was sitting in the gate of Sodom. And when Lot saw them, he rose to meet them, and he bowed with his face toward the ground. Sounds very similar. Lot is respectful. How does Lot treat his guests? He bows with his face to the ground, he greets them, and he meets them. All right? Notice also Lot is insistent, like Abraham, verse 2 of chapter 19. He says, "Here, my lords, please turn into your servant's house and spend the night and wash your feet. Then you may rise early and go on your way." He is insistent with them. In fact, the word insistent is used in the New King James, verse 3. It says, "He insisted strongly." He's insistent with them. My sister was in town yesterday. She lives down in the Kentucky-Cincinnati area. And her kids were playing baseball in Indianapolis, which is why my face looks like a lobster this morning. Because I was watching them play for the first time. And she came up for their 8 o'clock game, which wasn't going to get over until like 10 o'clock. And she said, "Well, I'm going to drive home after that." And my brother, my parents, they're like, "You're going to drive home, you know, at midnight? No, stay here. Sleep here. We don't want you to go home late. We want you to be safe." All right? That's part of the reason that Lot is insistent that these men come into his home, because you know what Sodom and Gomorrah was like? It wasn't a safe city. It wasn't a safe town. He insisted strongly because it was going to be dangerous for them to sleep outside somewhere in a place like Sodom and Gomorrah. I heard a good story here recently. It was about Bob Knight and Juwan Howard. Now, Juwan Howard played for the University of Michigan with the Fab Five, if you follow basketball, a long time ago. But Bob Knight was recruiting Juwan Howard. Juwan Howard grew up in East Chicago, which is a very dangerous area. Bob Knight showed up. Juwan Howard knew that he was coming, and Juwan Howard sent out people to walk Bob Knight into the building. And Bob said, "You know, you don't have to do that." And Juwan said, "No, I have to do that in this area because I don't want you to get hurt." That's hospitality. I insist that I want you to be safe, and because I want you to be safe, I'm going to have someone walk you. Young men, when you're dating a young woman, that's why you walk her to the door, whether it be her apartment or her house. You want her to be safe. That's part of being hospitable to her and courteous to her. I'll tell you what, a young man pulls up into my driveway and wants to date my daughter and ever honks at her to come out, she's not coming out. Okay? So you better walk to the door and walk her back to the car door. And I would recommend opening the car door for her as well. Okay, because that's just part of being courteous and hospitable. Lot is respectful. He's insistent. He's quick thinking. He knows I'm not living in suburbia here, and so there's crime, and so I need to make sure that I insist you stay with me. Keep on reading through here. Notice verse 4. It says, "Therefore, when they lay down, before they lay down, the men of the city, the men of Sodom, both old and young, all the people from every quarter, surrounded the house. And they called to Lot and said, 'Where are the men who came to you tonight? Bring them out to us that we may know them carnally.'" This was a wicked city. We talk sometimes about sex trafficking. That's been in the news a lot, human trafficking. That's a very real thing. It's a very real thing. And this is human trafficking in the Old Testament. These people want, we see guests are in town. There's new blood. There's fresh meat, if you will, bring them out. And Lot says, "Absolutely not. Absolutely, I'm not letting them come out. We're not letting this happen." And so Lot, I just want you to see, is protective. "You are not going to do anything to my guests." He's protective. That's part of hospitality. Okay? Part of hospitality. Somebody wants to drive home late, you don't let them drive home late if you can help it. We want to take care of you. We want to protect you. I appreciate it. There was a couple nights when I was driving back to Ohio on a Wednesday night, and it was storming, it was raining, and there were people that said, "Are you going to drive home tonight? You just stay with us. Don't feel like you ever have to drive home if the weather is dangerous or it's icy or slick or rainy or you're tired, just stay with us. And I appreciated that because it's protective hospitality. It's in a sense, it's what Lot is doing here. But notice there's one more thing that happens here in Genesis 19, and that is these men, when they realize, these angels, when they realize you're living in a sinful town, we've come here to tell you that God's had enough of Sodom and Gomorrah. This city is going to be destroyed, but God does recognize that you are a righteous person living in a wicked culture, and God wants to give you and your family the opportunity to get out. And so in Genesis 19, you read verses 12 through 15, the men said to Lot, "Have you anyone else here? Son-in-law, your sons, your daughters, whomever you have in the city, take them out of this place." You need to get out. This city has gotten too dangerous for you. Most importantly, because God's going to destroy this place, verse 13 says, because the outcry against them has grown great before the face of the Lord has sent us to destroy it. So Lot went out. He spoke to his sons-in-law who had married his daughters. He says, "Get up, get out, for the Lord's going to destroy this city." To his sons-in-law, he seemed to be joking. But of course, when the destruction came, they realized Lot and the angels weren't joking. And so the last point that I want you to consider about hospitality is every once in a while, at some point in your life, someone might come to your home and they might actually admonish you. They might warn you. They might see something in your life or in your situation that is dangerous to you physically, perhaps, but also spiritually. And be receptive of those people. Sometimes they might have a lesson to teach us and to talk to us about that can be helpful for us. It might be your mom and dad at some point. It might be the elders of the church. It might be a dear friend. But be receptive to the warnings and the admonitions that we receive from loved ones, as it might be God's means of protecting our souls. Have you ever had somebody come to the house and they told you something you needed to hear? Well, Lot receives it here in this particular case.